But you are not in the darkness, brethren, that day, for that day to surprise you like a thief. When I was a student at the University of Oklahoma, it became my duty to ensure at the end of the day that the doors of University Lutheran Chapel were locked up. One Sunday evening, about midnight, the church was dark as I expected it to be. And I went into the University Lutheran Chapel and sat down, turned on the television, without turning the lights on. I was there for about 10 minutes when I decided to get a cup of water. So I turned the lights on, and there, confronting me, was a strange man with a hammer in his hand. The minute he saw me, he fled, realizing that I was much stronger than he. Clearly, though, he was up to no good, and looking around, I noticed indeed that he had bashed in a couple of doors and had stolen some matters. But there for a while, I was in danger and I did not see it. That's what darkness does. It keeps you from seeing things. Just like the disciples at the Garden of Gethsemane. In the reading of our text, did you hear in Paul's words the passion story of the Garden of Gethsemane? Be watchful. Be sober, the words that Jesus says to the disciples. Watch. What do you watch? Here we have a great example of this biblical realism that understands human life, in fact, to be under danger. That's how it defines our place, our reality in this life. These passages became significant matters of discussion in that old conflict we call the Pelagian crisis. Remember Pelagius? The one who said, "All my will, the goodness of my human nature is such that as I confront temptation, I can stride it over like a behemoth." No, 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 says St. Augustine, quoting just such passages as these about be watchful. You must be watchful because you are not strong. You had better not want to come into conflict with these temptations, because hidden in them is indeed a mighty one. The devil, who is stronger than you, O sinner. And so watch and pray that you do not enter into temptation, because if you do, you will sin and fall. That's the language and that's the message of this season we call the end of the church year and then even Advent. But there's this word, this title that Paul gives to us. Sons of light and sons of day. Referring us to that one who is the light and is the day. The one in whose coming darkness has been dispelled so that we see the dangers that confront us in our life. so that we don't twaddle around as though we're safe when in fact we're not. Mesmerized as, say, I was long ago on the television set, watching the images, but not knowing the reality. Christ brings us light so that we begin to see reality. Things as they are. And when we do, when we see things as we are and as they are, we will search that one out who is light. For there alone do we have safety. But this is a safety that is called faith, it's called hope, and it's called charity. This steadfastness in faith and hope and love in the light. But that's a struggle. For that one who is the light and who is the day did himself not even bestride his temptations like a behemoth. He suffered. He sweated. He sorrowed. Yes, he feared. So much did he fear that he asked his Father to let him loose of his task. If it be possible, take the cup from me. I really don't want it because it's fearful. The devil is fearful. God sweated because he was going to fight the devil. But he did. On a cross, he suffered unto death, because that's what temptation and the power of Satan does. It finally kills us in the punishment of our sin. So Paul says, as sons of the light, be aware of who you are. Be aware of what your life's context is. It's a struggle of faith. Because things don't seem to be what God promises them to be. Glory, blessing, honor, might, power. It's a struggle of hope. Because things can seem pretty bleak. Such as at the funeral home in Huntington where I had to go last night. A family bereaving a vibrant 15-year-old son snuffed out senselessly in a car accident. Hope? In the midst of that corpse reality? And the hardest one, perhaps, charity. While we were yet sinners, God sent his Son. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. It's hard to be charitable towards those you don't like. But that's what life's like. This side of the day that is to dawn. And so now we must see the light in these things, faith and hope and love. And so, of course, build each other up in them, because we're in a fight to the death. And if you're alone in a big battle, you're going to get beat. Just another one of those reasons, I suspect, why God created not just a believer, but the church. So be sons, my friends, of the light and of the day. Bind yourself to the one who stood steadfast in temptation and death. For as the day, he will lead you to the day. As the light, he will lead you to the light. For God has not destined you for wrath, but to obtain salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.